Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
We crushed this idea.
Yeah.
We spent 15 minutes crapping all over it.
And?
We lamented it was more of the same from a company that built this city. They built this city.
Oh, yeah. On rock and roll.
No, with cameras. Oh. And they couldn't get out of their own way.
Yeah.
And today, we might look like idiots.
So what happened?
I just don't get if something this easy brings you this much success, how you have fallen on your face so many times over the last 20 years. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. We'll jump right into it. Mm. About a week ago, we shared with you a brand new product with the Kodak name on it. It was called the Kodak Charmera, and they were keychain digital cameras.
Yeah.
They are 2-inch digital versions of the Kodak Fling camera from 1987. And if you can't remember what that looks like, when you see it, you'll remember immediately. Mm. Everybody had these things. They are essentially just digital camera keychains with lower quality cameras than the one on your cell phone. And there is no Bluetooth. So if you want to take the pictures off the camera, you have to use an SD card to then put it in your computer yes. to then upload the pictures there to then send them to your phone if that's where you want to use them. And on top of that, these tiny little 2-inch cameras are being sold for $30 each.
Damn.
They had 7 different versions that they wanted buyers to collect. And they came in what they call blind bags, so you weren't sure which camera you were going to get.
Sneaky, so you could get doubles.
Mm. You got it. So when this story hit last week,
we
destroyed it. It was another Tommy Kodak product that made no sense.
Yeah.
Right?
It Who would want it?
Yes.
Well, I mean, we did bring up, like, it's new to younger people. Like, it would be new to your daughters. Like, I could see it being a hit with, like, teenage kids.
Okay, but like with the digital camera and the blind bags, like those phases or those fads, at least with my kids, had passed. It was Kodak again trying to catch a fad too late. And it was another embarrassing example of a once great company chasing relevance and puking on themselves in the process.
Okay.
Who, we asked, who would want something so stupid?
Right.
The cameras went on sale September 9th on Kodak's website.
Mm-hmm. And?
Within 24 hours, they sold out completely.
No.
Damn.
You cannot find them
to who?
Anywhere. If you go on eBay right now, the cameras that don't even ship until December are going for $100 each.
If I want to buy one that's already been purchased.
In a mystery package.
You got it.
You got to be kidding.
So I have seen, and I get ads for it, so I'd assume like people are seeking these out. Not the mini digital cameras, but like the regular digital cameras that like you know we used to take out in our purses and because it was before the age of smartphones. So like I have seen like an increase in those. So if there's a demand for that, I can see why this would be a draw for people.
Okay. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
In a story yesterday, the folks at Kodak said they were just as surprised as we are.
Wow. You got it right.
They sold so well. Yeah. Kodak says they actually sold 10 times more cameras than they expected. But they won't put out actual sales numbers.
Yeah.
They are so popular that yesterday, Kodak began to take pre-orders for a second run of the cameras, and those sold out in less than 24 hours.
Jesus Christ. I don't get this, though.
I think anytime you put collectible on something, too.
But it's not. It's not a collect. It's not like
I mean, it is a collection.
It's recent history. I mean, like, I get, like, you wanted to go back to what cameras looked like in the 1930s, you know, when they had the bulb and they, remember, like, the press?
Sure, yeah.
You had to pop that steaming bulb out and all that stuff, or the ones you draped over your head, you know, like in the 1800s with the, what was it, like, gun smoke
yeah.
flash and all that?
Yeah.
That's interesting. This isn't even that great.
I don't think it has to be something you need or is useful. I think it's just the fact that it's a collectible. I mean, think of like the collectible craze of like McDonald's and all those stupid little toys that were sold in packages, like the mystery package style toys in fast food meals. I mean, people went nuts for those.
But even if you were a nerd,
it wasn't worth anything.
It's like it's the innovation before innovation got really cool. It's like that middle ground. It's like you ever seen like there was a couple of years where Corvette didn't get it right.
Okay,
they're just not good looking cars.
Okay,
they almost look like just basic Chevys. And once in a while, I'll see a guy driving around in that car. I'm going like, you picked the worst year a Corvette to think you look cool. It's like that, man.
Okay.
It's like there were certain years the Mustang just didn't nail it. And once in a while, you see some dork in it.
Okay.
It's a dork camera, man.
But here's the thing. You know, you talk
a
about.
Dork camera.
It is.
You talk about like things, like something that's really vintage. You're kind of showing your age because to my daughter.
But that's vintage.
But here's the thing, man.
This is vintage to people.
It's 40 years old.
There are people now who don't remember digital cameras when they first came out.
My daughters did not have the. I mean, they now do because they're like remaking them again.
Yeah.
My daughters, the only cameras they know are cameras on phones.
Yeah.
It's the only one.
Which it should be.
But this camera came out a year after I was born.
Yeah.
So to them,
this it was like mass-produced garbage.
All right, let me put it this way. This would be like something when I was 15. It would be like me wanting to buy something that looked like it was made in 1963, which would have been super vintage to me. It would have been.
Yeah, but the technology didn't advance so fast back then.
But like, it would have been you wanting to buy...
But you're not buying it because it's the latest technology.
Think how fast from that digital camera we got to the first phone. 63...
Sure.
Technology moved really slow. Really slow.
You're not wrong.
So, but now, like, it's just like, it's ugly, it's stupid.
252 WCMF.
On your keychain.
We told you about Kodak selling these vintage 1987 digital cameras. They look like the cameras that came out in 87, 2-inch version, excuse me. They're little keychains. They sell them in what are called blind boxes, 7 different versions, so you don't know which vintage version you were going to get. We crushed it. The camera, they admitted, was not as good as the one on your cell phone. You couldn't use Bluetooth to move them over. It made absolutely zero sense. And they were $30 each. Mm-hmm. When they went on sale last week, they sold out in less than 24 hours. Yesterday, they put up a new pre-production run. Those sold out in even quicker time. How did we miss so bad on this? And look, I get what you're trying to say. It also kind of sounds like you're trying to make excuses for why we were so stupid.
Well, I'm always doing that.
Okay. Like, keep in mind, though, like a month and a half ago, there were stories about how Kodak may not have had enough cash to make it another 12
months.
Look
at this.
Like, as a business.
The lights were on this morning.
For those who don't know, they have major debt to pay, and the report said they were super low on cash. Josh Allen's contract, I'm not making this up, is worth more than the cash on hand that Kodak has right now. At least according to the report.
Mm.
Can Kodak survive rebranding itself as a cool retro company?
But what are your... I mean, it's not going to bring any jobs back because this isn't even really Kodak doing this. They're just licensing out their
names. This one is.
This one is actually Kodak, it looks like.
So
they were selling it on their website.
But they're probably not making it here.
Not in America.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, what are they saving? This company's never coming back to what it was.
Keeping a branch of it alive?
No, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying like bringing jobs back to the U.S. or Rochester or whatever. I'm saying...
Just keeping the name alive.
Exactly.
The name will always stay alive because it's a huge name. It'll live on in history.
Okay, but there is a legitimate chance, if the stories are true, that they go out of business by the end of next year.
I kind
of
thought they were.
Okay. I mean, but like, think about the things that they had back in the day that were iconic. You know, the cameras, the film, the logoed merchandise people wore. Not that they would make anywhere close to the money they made in their heyday, but enough to make enough money where you can stave off bankruptcy and find a new business route to go.
Okay,
is that a legitimate...
Memorabilia.
Well, I mean, is it? Is that a sustainable thing to do for a company of this size?
Well, I'm trying to think. Has any other company done this?
That's
tanking.
Relied solely on the
on their name. On products that they don't even make.
Well, you know what else has had a resurgence? I don't know how bad it went at some point. Maybe it never did. But Polaroid.
Okay.
Because I think for a long time, I never saw a Polaroid camera. And then all of a sudden, they came out with like those mini Polaroid cameras. And now they have like full-on Polaroid size. exactly how it used to be style cameras.
Okay. There is one company that comes to mind, but I'm going to have to give you story time real quick.
Okay.
You familiar with Shinola?
The shoe shine.
Yeah, so Shinola was a Rochester company. They made Shinola. There was an old saying, I can't say it on the air, but it was a very famous.
You don't know from Shinola.
From Shinola. Yeah. Okay. Shinola still exists.
Oh.
But they don't make shoe shine anymore.
Oh.
Shinola makes watches.
Really?
Shinola is a very popular American-made watch company out of Detroit. If you walk into any high-end jewelry store,
they got the Shinola.
They will have Shinola watches. In fact, if you walk into Man's right now, they have a whole display of Shinola watches.
Okay.
American presidents wear and gift Shinola watches. And again, they're not working in Rochester anymore. They have moved to Detroit. But
and they don't make shoe shine.
They do not make shoe shine, although actually they will sell you leather shine with your watch.
Cute.
So it looks like the old little Shinola package from the early 1920s and 30s. But they found a way to make something else.
All right, that'd be it.
And they are uber successful.
Because I noticed Pan Am, the old defunct.
Ah, that's a good one.
Airline. They put their name on products all over the place, I know. They even have a line of coffee.
Pan Am coffee.
Pan Am. Just like you drank in the 1970s. Just like Sanka.
I mean, one that we've talked about over and over again has to be like vinyl.
But
I
like,
mean,
what,
did it ever go? Like, I know it never
company,
really
like,
went away.
No, but like the companies that
the,
like.
The overall company.
Well,
was
like
there
if Capitol
like a record
Records.
Player company?
But I'm saying if Capitol
Records. Oh, Victrola?
Yeah.
I mean,
like
I bought a Victrola record player, but I don't know if they still are the same company. Probably not.
Probably not.
Okay, well, if we talk about like locally, like, look, Ray-Ban is cranking again. The newest product seems to be these smart glasses, Kimmy, that are selling well. You see a lot of like influencers putting them on to give like perspective views.
Oh.
Also, did you know that Big League Chew has moved its international headquarters to Rochester, New York?
So the bubble gum?
Yes.
They're making it here?
So a local, I don't know if they're making it, their headquarters. It was bought by a local guy, and Big League Chew is now a Rochester company.
A world headquarters.
Did they make it here like a long time ago, too?
I don't,
or am I thinking of something else?
I don't know.
So Big League Chew is supposed to look like chewing tobacco, but it ain't. It even came in a pouch, right?
It's an iconic product, yes, for people our generations. And they're actually doing big things in the retro market right now. They've signed players like Shohei Ohtani and Aaron Judge.
It's a big name.
And they're doing collaborations with like cleat companies and batting glove companies. So, I mean, that's maybe an example of
that.
But
they're still kind of staying in the baseball genre.
Okay.
Like if you tell me Big League Chew is now making cleaning products for your house. Like, they're into the bleach game.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
It'd be kind of weird.
I mean, if there is one good thing about this Kodak Chromera, Kodak keychain coming back, you know, one of the most heartbreaking things about Kodak and their descent the last 30 years is people that have worked there, you know, they deserve to have pride in what they did.
Oh, sure.
And, look, I mean, you gave them the best years of your life to this company that is now a laughingstock, and it's not fair. And there are folks in Rochester who worked on developing, building, producing, manufacturing the Kodak Fling camera.
Yeah.
The success this is having now, it does give you the ability to reminisce fondly, which, let's be real, for a while there has not been that ability.
Nothing to point to and say, that was a cool product.
Right?
Yeah, but you ain't getting a cut.
No, I know you're not.
Like, hey, look at good they're doing now with that thing you invented.
I know you're not getting a cut. But you get to look at that story on the news and go, I was a part of that.
Okay.
I was a part of that. Because, like, think about the products in the last 20, 30 years. Every Kodak story is a negative story.
Oh, sure.
Even the greatest story they had, we are going to be a part of manufacturing American pharmaceuticals, ended up being a horrific story.
Yeah, it was.
This is a story where if you
It's uplifting.
Well, there you go.
I wonder if this is, like, if this sparks more products. You know, similar to that, that if they see the success of this, why wouldn't they expand
it? Might be a boom, baby. Open up them parking lots. We're back, baby.
Like you said, it'll never be what it was, but if you can keep making money off of it, why not?
Get MCC the hell out of here!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers.
Oh!
Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This is supposed to be one of the nicer towns in the greater Rochester area.
Yeah.
An Eastside gem, Tommy.
Yeah.
Well, this week, folks that live in Penfield have had a rough because this new issue, even after officials say it's okay, could still have you a little nervous.
What happened?
And it might lead to an even more potentially dangerous situation. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. It has been a rough couple of days for the town of Penfield.
Oh, yes. Scary.
Earlier this week, we told you about an incident at the Dolomite Pit that sent a shower of rocks.
Boulders.
Yes. Yes. Raining down upon pickleball players at Shadow Pines Park. The rock rain landed not only on the pickleball court, but on the playground and on folks' cars as well.
Caused some damage.
The giant planned explosion seems was a little too powerful, and somehow no one was hurt. Even though rocks the size of basketballs were embedded into the ground when it was all over. Now, Tommy.
What do they got now?
There is another issue in the area. The last few days, some Penfield residents have been alarmed by the smell of natural gas.
Oh, my God. Your mom moved there?
They've not been alarmed by good punchlines on the break room. These folks say when you walk outside, you smell gas.
So, they think it's tied to that blast?
No, nobody said that.
Well, why would you have a major blast and then you smell gas? Okay. In the same area would scare the crap out of
it. So here's the thing. The town residents went to the officials and said, what the hell's going on?
And what'd they say?
Town said it is not dangerous. Don't worry. It turns out a drilling operation in Penfield. It does not seem that it is related, Kimmy, to the Dolomite situation.
I mean, you would think they would say if it was, right?
All right.
Unless someone knows something we don't. 252
So they're drilling and they hit a gas thing?
They hit a pocket of naturally occurring methane. That's what they say in the story.
But it's so bad it's stinking up the town?
You got it. The drilling crew says they've been doing what they can to get rid of the smell.
And
the
like waving her hands, holding her nose. What did you do?
I don't know. But the story on News 8 says the smell should be gone within the next 24 to 72 hours.
Oh, I only had to smell something stank for 72 hours. Perfect.
Well, there was one woman in the story, too, that said the smell was so bad you could taste it.
Yeah.
I think we've all been there, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
I think we've all been
there last night. Bro. What?
Nothing.
No, I was just breathing. I took a nice walk.
Yeah.
Over to your mama's house.
Shut up.
Ass smells.
All right, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Is there anyone on the west side that has sympathy for the people that live in Penfield?
Oh, look at this.
No, I'm asking sincerely.
Okay, Dad.
No, look, man. Look. We can sit here and pretend that there isn't this rivalry back and forth. And we can sit here and pretend that people on the west side don't see themselves as more working class and people on the east side look down their noses at people on the west side.
As they hold them.
Okay, there you go. Nobody, I would think, like you would have sympathy for this, but you also
rich
like,
boy.
Yeah.
You should get hit by a boulder and smell like gas.
I'm not. Well, I don't want anyone to get hit by a boulder, right? But look, Gates, Greece, parts of Chilai, the attitude is, what do you think? You're better than me? Do you think you're better than me? I'm 39 years old. I live in Henrietta. I still have that growing up in Gates. You think you're better than me? I mean, is it a little bit funny?
Okay, so
I'm asking you.
What do they call that when you take joy in somebody else's pain?
Being a member of the break room.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I know there's a word, but
it's like a German word.
Schadenfreude?
No. Schadenfreude.
Schadenfreude. By the way, we may be saying dirty words we don't even know right now.
Not dirty.
The FCC is a little trigger happy this week. I'm just saying, watch out.
Okay.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Bill seems to be more knowledgeable than we are on
okay.
this. He's on CMF. Hey, Billy boy, how are you?
How's it going? Oh, I'm not going to claim to be more knowledgeable, but I got a quick question. Since methane and natural gas are odorless, natural gas, they put in that oil so you could actually smell it. So if they hit a natural pocket in the ground, where is that actual odor coming from?
Oh, so you wouldn't smell it.
That's a good question. Well, they're smelling something, Bill.
Yeah.
Just saying, it's odorless. That's why they put the oil in. RG&E does it. Did they actually hit a line and they're just saying it was a quote-unquote pocket of natural gas?
Well, I don't want to go into conspiracy theories. Not to mention, I would think if it's a legitimate dangerous situation, based on what happened earlier this week
yeah,
with actually
true.
People almost dying, they would be a little more, hey, this is a problem. No? Am I wrong?
Well, no, you're not wrong. But if you think about it this way, if you smell natural gas, the amount per millimoles per liter of air is going to be highly flammable and dangerous.
Well, this is what you were talking about earlier, man.
That's gonna any spark could ignite, right? So I think there's something else going on there.
All right, he don't believe it. He did not. But he's out.
He's out.
Bill, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Do not listen to Bill.
Well, he's talking about parts per million, man.
Yeah, he lost me.
Yeah.
Joey says methane gas is not good to keep breathing. Okay,
tell me.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, I wouldn't even know where to go to escape it
because
I don't
house?
Know how far out like the smell goes.
Can you just close your windows, put on the air?
Well, yeah, but it's but put on the air. The air comes from the outside. Stupid. Where do you think air conditioning comes from? The magical fairies in your house that are
out of the
it all comes in. No, if you have a hermetically sealed house, you die.
All right, I'm out.
Okay, stupid. And by the way, this is prime window open season.
Oh, yeah, beautiful weather. Can't go for a walk.
That's why you buy your house in Penfield, is to open up your windows and enjoy the smell of the dolomite and methane pit. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. You know, it's funny. I asked that question with this pocket of methane that was apparently hit while they were digging a geothermal well. That's what they said it was, right? A geothermal well they were digging that hit this pocket of methane. You know, I had asked about sympathy for the east side.
Yeah, and you said no.
Well, I didn't say no. I was asking. I was asking.
Okay.
Troy writes, I have zero sympathy.
Sympathy
for the east side. I'm going to sit back and enjoy the smell of fresh-baked cookies from Wegmans and Gates. Suck it, east siders. Right, that's too far, Troy. That's too far. That's too mean. By the way, Maya writes us, Bill is wrong. Methane does have a strong smell. Methane is in farm animal farts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's the farts. This is like out of the ground.
A lot of people are now writing, methane is not the same as natural propane. One smells natural. The other guy, tell Bill he's an idiot.
So there's multiple gases that I'm not aware of?
Now, Troy is an
that
idiot.
That stink.
Troy hates the east side. Eric says Troy's an idiot. Maya says Bill's an idiot. Everyone's an idiot.
Where are we getting all the stinkies from?
Well, I don't. Well, okay. I mean, it would make sense that it has a smell. I don't know.
I always heard they added it so you know you have a gas.
I understand, but Maya is telling us that it's a different kind of natural
gas. Oh, Maya. You didn't tell me Maya, the expert.
You don't have the explanation,
Maya,
stupid.
Maya pulling gas. She's probably ripping right now.
Nick is writing, everyone is idiots. Everyone is an idiot on the show right now. Everybody sucks and is an idiot. All right. So is there anyone that works in this industry that can explain it to us?
Is it propane and propane-related products?
It's not propane. No, you're doing it. It's methane.
Methane. Propane. Yeah.
Methane. No. Those
different
are two
thing.
Very different things.
I didn't know that. Okay. I thought propane and methane, same thing.
All right. Can I ask another potentially stupid question?
Sure.
As we talk about all these incidents that are happening in Penfield this week, right? Are more people living on the east side leading to non-typical east side problems?
What do you mean?
Well, the thing that made... Did you have your phone in your back pocket you've been sitting up?
I couldn't tell if I... I couldn't tell if that was my phone or I was getting a goiter. An ass goiter. What?
You can make the argument.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why the East Side was a more desirable, higher-end place. is because it was not as densely populated
as
West Side towns.
Sure.
You know, Gates, post-war town, pretty densely populated. Greece kept building and building and building and building and building. Well, now, with the housing shortage and people wanting to live in these more prestige towns, right?
Affluent community.
They've been building out
and
building more together. Is that causing these problems that the East Side hasn't seen before?
Well, how would dolomite blast and rocks into my backyard?
When...
So you think that...
When did those housing tracks go up?
Oh.
And where these, where this geothermal well was built, are these homes around there newer? Because, like, for example, I forget
there are a lot of new builds in, like, certain pockets of Penfield.
Yes.
You can always tell if it's a new area based on the names of the roads. Because, like, it doesn't have, like, an old town road to it. It'll have, like, Cinnamon Lane or Cherry Blossom Run.
That's not
that's
true.
Or Bianca Lane.
But the new one or the old one?
No, those are all the new ones because the developer just... This creates the names out of his ass.
That's what they did for every street,
no,
idiot.
Those old names were like tied to families and things that happened in that town.
Okay.
How many street names are named after like trees in the area?
Yeah.
But they ran out of those.
They ran out of trees.
You can't name everything Walnut.
We're out of trees. No, I mean like, okay, so there's that dump. It's in, Elijah just tweeted us, actually. That is the dump, the landfill near Fairport, those homes?
Oh, they were having that other problem?
Yes, they built
the landfill.
They
that
built
was
that
way out, I thought.
But they built that housing track out there, right?
Near the dump.
And
yes, thank you.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, because you were building farther out, you built it too close to the landfill, and there's been all these problems
people
trying to get out.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, when you start to build more.
We're encroaching on stinkies.
It's not that it was always nicer out there. There was just kind of a little more space, which allowed you to do more things.
All right.
Right?
Okay.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Is
be.
My theory. I don't know.
Yeah, but you would think that happens. That's happening more and more as people build out.
Right, look where you live.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that was a farm.
Think of how far south those housing tracks go now.
No, I will say this. I mean, I live out in the...
You damn near live in Rush.
No, yeah, I do. On the corner of Border. I smell manure in the morning.
Do you?
Every once in a while.
Oh. Like, here and there.
Okay, so Nick is writing us. He says, methane is odorless. Saying methane is odorless is like saying Tommy is smart. As someone who's worked in a landfill, methane is not odorless. It stinks to high heaven, and it's only lethal in high amounts. All right, so we got all that going for
us. All right.
But methane, does it come out of the ground or a cow's butt?
Both.
Are you sure?
Well, would it be the same?
Is there a methane gas we pull out of the ground?
Why are you asking me?
I thought methane was just naturally your butt.
Yeah, no, it says, yes, methane naturally comes out of the ground from several sources.
All right.
Yeah.
Who knew? Who knew, Pat?
Wetlands, landfills, obviously.
Man, it's getting nasty in the...
What's going on now?
Duffy and WCMF, if you want to try and insult everybody like everybody is doing on Instagram right now. Rhiannon writes, landfills produce methane gas, which stinks. That's what those white candy cane-looking things are for. Propane is naturally odorless. I thought she was insulting people, calling them white candy as people. I read that wrong. I read it too fast. Sorry. And yes, methane comes from cows and landfills. Rhiannon says she is pretty sure it comes from breaking down a digestion, but she also looks like she's 22. So you take that for what it's worth.
Okay.
Do we want to trust young person with this information?
What's her name, Rhiannon?
Rhiannon.
No.
Rhiannon. She's got an old lady name, though.
Yeah, she does.
With all due respect, Rhiannon.
Oh, yeah, the famous one.
All right, we'll take... Yeah, what other Rhiannon do you know? Name another Rhiannon. No. Other than the song, name another famous...
And the famous Rhiannon. I don't know.
Because there is no other famous Rhiannon.
I know. She did really well for herself.
She didn't write the song, stupid.
She's a billionaire.
And by the way, Rhiannon is 27.
Wait, she's a 27-year-old billionaire?
What?
Wait, which one are we talking about?
Shut up! This Rhiannon.
Oh, I thought you meant the famous one.
We'll take one more call, 252-WCMF. After a rock shower earlier this week, the whole part of Penfield now smells like natural gas after they hit a pocket, according to the town of Penfield, while they were digging a geothermal well. They say no one is in danger.
Right.
The smell will go away within the next 24 to 72 hours. John has got the last word on CMF. Hey, Johnny boy, how are you, buddy?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, man. What do you got?
I used to be a coal miner, and methane from trash and animals is totally different. When you're underground, you have special equipment that detect the methane and shut the machines down so nothing blows up, because you cannot smell methane from the ground.
But you were a coal miner?
I was a coal miner.
Where? That's about as badass as it gets.
For 3 months in Colorado.
Not as badass as we thought. I was a badass for 3 months, and I went home.
Bro, I wouldn't go down there for second.
The mine caught fire, and we all lost our
damn! Jobs. Hey, John.
Those careers don't end well.
No.
Hey, John, what happened in your life where you decided I was going to give coal mining a try?
Go out west.
I was young and had nothing else, and they were paying $20 an hour.
It was Big Bad John.
I did.
Baddest man for 3 whole months.
That's not the song.
Then the mine caught fire.
He was broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip.
Shut up.
And he don't take no lip, Big John. Said a Cajun man to the promised land.
Shut up!
Right. One mighty blow from a right hand.
John, it was fun reminiscing about your tough guy 3 months, buddy. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
There goes. Was once tough guy for 90 days, John.
All right.
90 days, same as tough.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
I mean, getting something this cheap right now, phenomenal.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. It's a fat guy tease.
Oh.
Because if you give me the ability to buy something this cheap, You need to let me buy all of them. All of them. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. Did you know?
What's that, buddy?
Not only is it Primetime Bills Day, it is National Cheeseburger Day.
Oh, wow.
And in honor of National Cheeseburger Day today, You can get a 50-cent double cheeseburger from McDonald's.
50 cents.
So here's the thing.
What?
If you want the 50-cent double cheeseburger, you have to do it through the app.
Okay.
So you you can't just walk in and say 50-cent double cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Okay. Also,
what?
One per customer.
Oh, boo.
But you could have it as a side.
Shut up.
Burger.
Shut up.
Yeah.
If you're so inclined.
Shut up.
Well, you wanted all the cheeseburgers for 50 cents.
All right. No, I don't want to sell
them. But, give me at least two, right?
Two? No, two's not enough.
No but woman.
A single.
No woman.
No woman.
Should eat two goddamn cheeseburgers.
Two cheeseburgers. Why?
You're going to have to walk it off for a month.
Shut up. Up, you giant collar-wearing bitch.
I know.
Look.
What?
Not to sound like a glutton.
That is, you are a glutton.
No, I said not to sound like, so you can't hold me to it. If you're going to sell me a cheap hamburger,
yeah. mm-hmm.
you need to allow me to buy 20 of those
this
cheap
is hamburgers. Yeah, every time they do this stuff, they go broke.
The only fun thing
what?
About cheap, small food, because yeah. a double cheeseburger is small.
But by the way, that's not small.
It's,
that's,
a, it's a McDonald's
it's a double patty, double
Shut
cheese.
Up. Cheese. You
when the hell did a double cheeseburger become a small
nothing
item?
Nothing about nothing.
That's all. That's probably all the fat you should consume. For the day.
Shut up.
Oh, yeah. Is that all the fat you should consume in a day? I heard it's like 1,000 calories pot.
Can we remember when he bought a really hot double cheeseburger and he was walking out with it and he tripped and he slammed it on the side of his head?
What happened?
Well, I mean, it was
well,
it
really made his heels hurt. yeah, I mean, who doesn't, are you saying like that's enough for one meal, a single meal?
Yeah. Like, most yeah. countries don't get that much
oh
food.
Oh, my. Yeah, most countries don't dress like complete moron. What are you saying right
some
now?
Some do.
What are you
some
saying?
Some of them get a little out of control with their stuff.
Okay, come back with me.
Wait, right. Eat half of it and take it home?
Oh, literally, how can I have one half of my... I'll have one cheeseburger now and
save
one cheeseburger later.
Save the rest of this for later.
Put a plastic bag. When I was a child...
You're a little fat idiot, child.
Little baby child. they opened up a brand new McDonald's on Chila Avenue in yeah. Chila. In fact, you drive past it to
oh, yeah.
go to the Bill Gray's up
sure.
there and where Kimmy will be tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And as part of them opening up, every Sunday for like a year, they would sell 20-cent cheeseburgers.
Oh, my God.
So my dad and me and Ryan
yeah.
would drive out all excited and buy like 50 of these cheeseburgers.
Wait, they would – so you would order and wait for them to cook you 50 hamburgers?
Yeah, it wasn't that bad. Right. So then, my dad would we would bring these home and he would rip them open like it was like one of them crab plates
yeah,
like in
yeah,
Maryland.
Yeah, yeah.
And
Charlie's crab, but it's burger. But you shouldn't feed your children like
that. Oh, shut up.
That's terrible parenting.
What? Nothing negative happened to Ryan and I because of incidents like that.
Thank God you guys didn't develop addictions. Already. Related health problems.
No, if I can't buy 10 50-cent double cheeseburgers, I don't want to buy one. It's a tease.
One is a strange, yeah.
One is enough.
One is enough. One is enough.
So
right
is it
now.
One per person? Like, let's say
yes.
it's you. Okay.
Well, it says it's an app.
So one
it's
per
an app
order.
Transaction. So it may be per order. Yeah. So I can't even get one yeah. for my wife unless we do separate app transactions.
Like if you were with your kids, you would only be able to get one.
Horse then. Crap.
Well, no, you could all order one, but I want to eat them all, so you don't even get them.
Oh yeah, that would also be a thing. 252 WCMF, in honor of National Cheeseburger Day, McDonald's is offering 50-cent double cheeseburgers. The catch is you have to order it through their app, and
yeah.
it's one per customer, so it's not even worth the double cheeseburger.
So, yeah, like I said, you wouldn't go in there and get, like, a standard order and then get a side burger.
Yeah,
it's
sure.
a nice little treat.
But I'm not going to be happy about it.
You get a whole meal and a side meal.
No, I'm telling you, right, it's not a meal. It's barely a snack,
yeah.
man. It's barely a snack.
But it's a normal-sized hamburger.
No, it's like that big. It's a double
That's
cheeseburger.
A normal-sized hamburger.
No, not in Rochester it isn't.
Yeah,
a
no,
normal-sized hamburger is that big.
They
yeah.
tell you like your portions should be the size of like a standard wallet.
Who said that?
Yeah, like that's how big it should be, like that. That should be like a
Nobody
burger.
Has ever said that
Shut
in the world.
Up.
Yes.
Bro.
That's a standard waist of measurement.
Standard?
That burger is going to make your dainty little hands look big.
Ooh. Ooh.
What's wrong with my hands?
No, I'm saying that's how small the burger is.
And like with your collar the size it is today, it makes your hands look even smaller. Put his whole finger through one of the three holes with the buttons on the neck.
Yeah, I bet you like to finger my holes. I don't know. I was talking about a shirt.
Okay.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Ben. Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great right now. You guys roasted Tommy to a dainty little 12-year-old girl hand.
Yeah!
that's dumb. Like, those burgers are, like, for me, like, 2 bites. And I'm done. I'm like, wow.
Well, local slob like, calls into radio station and says burgers only 2 bites.
Everybody eats those in two
no,
bites.
I was going to say, I was like, I'm not the only one.
There's
but,
many slobs.
Back in the day, like, when the cheeseburgers used to cost, like, $1 a piece.
Yeah.
Like, when I'd go over to my buddy's house. I ordered 20 of those things for everybody. Well, not everybody gets 20, but for the group, I'd order, like, 20 burgers.
That's what you do. That's what you're supposed. That's what America
as a kid,
men
yes.
do. No, I'll do it now. Ben,
that is an adult.
Ben, thanks for the call. Let me just tell you how small these things are. All right. And Ryan's on his way in. All right.
Right.
If you want to see what he's wearing, you know, to pick, you can log on. Get ready for it. The Odyssey app, WCMF.com, YouTube, and Twitch. When Ryan and I were kids, the greatest thing that ever happened to us. Gateshire High School used to sell these cards. And it was like, you know, deals throughout the whole town.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, one of the deals on the cards when we were living with my parents when we were, like, you know, 16, 17, 18, it was buy a Big Mac value meal, get a Big Mac for free.
Oh.
So we would go, like, every summer night.
Oh, and so get a double Max?
Yes, yeah.
You each would get two Big Macs?
Big Macs, right? But that sometimes, you know, sometimes you weren't in a Big Mac mood. So they had the dollar menu, mm-hmm. and on the dollar menu was the McChicken and the McDouble and all this stuff. So Ryan patented this sandwich that we called the McGangbang, where you would buy a McDouble, peel open the McDouble, put a full McChicken in the middle.
So you invented this?
I think we invented it. I had never seen it before, but Ryan...
What do you call it, a McGangbang?
It was called a McGangbang. You peeled open the McDouble, you put the chicken sandwich with the bread in the middle.
What a bunch of food pervs.
And then you put the double cheeseburger back on top of it, and you eat it all as one thing.
Can you really enjoy it, though, when it's...
Oh yeah, it was
all
delicious.
Combined like that.
We also tried the McSurf and Turf, which is same process but with a filet of fish. But the filet of fish was more expensive. So
wait, what are you putting the fish in with?
You open the double cheeseburger.
I'm not putting a fish sandwich inside my cheeseburger.
It's Surf and Turf.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's West Side Poontang.
McSurf and Turf, man.
I feel like though you finish it faster and then you're still hungry.
Yeah, but
like whereas if you have separate things, you feel like it's like a mind trick. Like you feel like you're eating more.
You're not wrong, but you didn't get that sweet burn in the center of your chest when you were done eating it.
All right.
The sweet burn.
You gotta feel the burn. It's like having
the
world's most powerful bourbon that will slowly take you down.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.